As the dark awaits the dawn, so we await the one who is to come. Let us pray together in expectation for creation, for our communities, and for all those in need. We pray for the ministry we share in Christ's name. Open our hearts to your call for justice, peace, and healing. Attune us to the needs of the world as you draw near. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. We pray for this planet in need of restoration, for devastated habitats, polluted waters, thawing ice, blazing fires, swelling floods, and long-lasting droughts. Renew the face of the earth in our relationship to it. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. We pray for all people who care for others in our community and around the world. Fill them with compassion and the power to respond with justice for those who are oppressed, with welcome for those who are excluded, and with relief for those who suffer. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. We pray for people who are in crisis as the seasons change, for those without homes facing severe weather, for those who are unemployed or underemployed, and for those in poverty or facing food insecurity. Relieve their burdens, sustain their bodies, and ease their minds. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. We pray for the people in our families and congregation who live with illness and injury, depression, anxiety, chronic pain, addiction, and other invisible illnesses. Ease their suffering and support them when they struggle. We especially remember Eddie, Elaine, Susie, Ruth, Denelda, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Aaliyah, Stephanie, Joe, Greg, and those we name in the stillness of our hearts. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. We give thanks for the lives and witness of those who died while waiting for justice, peace, or healing, those whose names we know, and those whose names are only known to you. Sustain all who yearn for the completion of your redeeming work. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved. Draw near to us, O God, and receive our prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. I invite you to share the peace of Christ with those around you by telephone or email today. Let us pray our thanksgiving for the word. Holy God, the beginning and the ending, our hope as we wait, we praise you for joining us to your people of old. We bless you for your prophets who call us to righteousness and promise a new earth with peace for all. For the word of your covenant, we thank you, O God. We thank you, O God. We praise you for the coming of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lifts up the lowly, heals the suffering world, and proclaims your way of mercy and truth. For your word, who is Christ, we magnify you, O God. We magnify you, O God. Send your spirit on all who receive your word. Nurture our faith with your grace. Accompany us with your might and empower our zeal for your justice and joy. For your word through the church, we praise you, O God. We praise you, O God. All praise to you, Holy God, today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Creator of the stars bless your Advent waiting, the long-expected Savior fill you with love, and the unexpected Spirit guide your journey, now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Prepare the way of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our ascending hymn today is Soon and Very Soon, and it is from the ELW hymn number 439. May peace be with you this week.